It was important that we didn't waste the victory last week. I'd have to say we made more hard work of it than it should have been, and that's no disrespect to Gillingham. It's just I thought we were the best side. I thought we should have won the game more comfortable than we did, and we had to wait until we went a goal down and down to 10 men before we really kicked on.
Certainly in the first half, come on to those big decisions in just a second, but their keeper had an amazing first half, and you probably could have been 3-0 up in the first 45.
He did, he weren't so bad in the second half, to be fair. So I would say he probably made six top-notch saves today. And an element of it was from him. I'd have to say, I'm not saying our finishing wasn't great, but it wasn't quite clinical enough. You know, a lot of the things were down the middle when they probably could have been a little bit wider of the goalkeeper, but nothing really fell for us. But I'd have to say, I thought their goalkeeper was fantastic all the way through.
Big decisions from the referee straight after half-time. Firstly, their penalty. How did you see that one?
I think if you dangle your leg in and around the penalty box, you're always susceptible to giving something. And, you know, I'll have to have a look at it again. You know, it's tough. When you're down there, you have so many people stood in front of you, you can't really see at times. And, you know, there weren't too many appeals by them, but there wasn't too many complaints by our lads either. So, you know, it's in and around the edge of the box. People dangle legs, and unfortunately, that's what happens.
Then Gary gets, you know, sent off. It would have been booked, but a straight red. I mean, it seemed a strange one on the far side. I mean, you've spoken to him, and he seemed perplexed as he came off.
Yeah, he was, and you know, I don't think there was a great deal of, or there didn't look a great deal of pain on the centre half. And I've only just found out myself it was a straight red, which means that if we can have a look at it, there's a possibility of an appeal. I thought it was a second yellow at the time, but again, another one of those decisions. We're not seem to be getting the rub of the green with them decisions at the minute.
Irrespective of those big decisions, how much credit your side deserve after coming from behind twice and that man Billy Clark showing a bit of class?
Well, to come from behind certainly at 1-0 down and down to 10 men. Admittedly, they were down to 10 men as well a little bit later, but you know, we could have easily gone under. And I'd have to, you know, from a mentality approach of my players, to be a goal down at home and down to 10 men, but to continue doing the right things. And they got the just rewards in the end. And you have to win football games in all different types, in all different ways. And, you know, we played some excellent stuff today, but we were also mentally as well, that the players showed a great mental desire to make sure they didn't lose this game.
Is there more of a maturity about this group of players that you've got now that you've moulded?
Well, everybody's a year older. Everybody's a year wiser. Some of the young boys we had, Mark Connolly, Joe Walsh, Connor Essam, Jamie Proctor, are now in their second year in League One. So they're a bit more knowledgeable now of what it takes to win games. James, the young James at right back, who's obviously, you know, starting to find his feet a little bit. And then obviously a few of the maturer ones as well. So I think we are a bit more knowledgeable. I'm not so sure if we'd have won that game last year. I think we, you know, probably might have nicked a draw or something like that, and I'm not so sure we'd have seen it through. So I think we've got a greater mentality. I think we've got a bit more of a winning mentality. And I think we've got just one or two people who are just prepared to do the right things.
Just finally, you're up into, I know it's the early stages, you're up into sixth, 10 points, you know, into double figures. Is that a fair return for Crawley Town based on the performances your team have put out this season?
I think so, yeah. I think we would have probably taken it at the start of the season, bearing in mind what start we had. Could it have been worse? Maybe. Could it have been better? Absolutely, because we've conceded goals in dying minutes that probably we should have come away with more points. So, but we'll not be getting too carried away. The fact that we're on 10 means that we need another 40 to make sure we at minimum play in this division again.
The club put on a special offer today to people in the Premier League and Championship who you know, could have come for a reduced fee. They certainly got value for money today, but also it's about the quality, isn't it? At this level, you see today two sides, you know, putting out decent quality in League One.
Yeah, hopefully anybody who took up that kind offer by the football club will have gone away and enjoyed the time. Yes, you know, it was full of incidents, penalties, sending offs, five goals. But hopefully the quality of the football as well. And that can be ruined a little bit sometimes when both teams are down to 10 men. But, you know, hopefully people have gone away, recognise what we're trying to do, be entertained, always be aware that this goal's going to be around when we're playing. Loads of chances and some good football. So hopefully one or two people who have come down for the first time might want to come back and see it again.